USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has voted to advance a bipartisan infrastructure package, opening a possible days-long debate on the more than $1 trillion bill, which allocates $550 billion of new spending into transportation projects, broadband expansion, and utilities. Wednesday's 67-32 vote comes following days of negotiations among a bipartisan group of senators, eventually trimming the bill down from the $579 billion worth of spending in the framework agreed upon with the White House. And the Biden administration is reportedly reconsidering its plan to lift restrictions that kept migrants from applying for asylum to help fight the spread of COVID. The White House was expected to lift Title 42 this summer, but after the recent spread of the virus due to the Delta variant, Politico reporting that the restrictions will stay in place. The administration was expected to start to loosen the restrictions at the end of July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Following a two-day meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee, the Federal Reserve announced Wednesday that it was keeping interest rates near zero as it tries to assist in the economic recovery from the pandemic. Speaking to reporters afterwards, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that more vaccinations will help the economy get back to normal. He also explained the Fed's thinking in dealing with issues that could cause inflation and a rise in consumer prices.
The process of reopening the economy is unprecedented, as was the shutdown at the onset of the pandemic. As the reopening continues, bottlenecks, hiring difficulties, and other constraints could continue to limit how quickly supply can adjust, raising the possibility that inflation could turn out to be higher and more persistent than we expect. Our new framework for monetary policy emphasizes the importance of having well-anchored inflation expectations, both to foster price stability and to enhance our ability to promote our broad-based and inclusive maximum employment goal.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's special, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Texans are reporting another issue with the surge of illegal migrants on the border, people with COVID-19. Lance Pry explains.
The La Jolla, Texas Police Department issued a public health warning after an officer approached an illegal migrant family at Whataburger. The event took place Monday when the manager asked the police department to remove a family that was sneezing and coughing inside the restaurant without masks. The manager said the family was living in a La Jolla motel since last week, provided by Catholic Charities. The family said they were released by Border Patrol agents because they have the coronavirus. Former ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News the coronavirus is going virtually unchecked at the U.S.-Mexico border.
But the southern border is wide open. We know for a fact DHS has released hundreds of people with COVID cases.
Vice President Kamala Harris has failed to make any moves on the crisis at the border at a time when the Biden administration is preparing more coronavirus mandates aimed at Americans. Texas Representative Democrat Henry Cuellar.
As you know, they released some families in a hotel, but nobody watches them, and they were just walking around.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the U.S. seeing more success in the pool in Tokyo. Caleb Dressel claimed his second gold of the games, winning the 100-meter freestyle, setting a new Olympic record in the process. And Bobby Fink pulled off an incredible comeback to win gold in the first-ever Olympic men's 800-meter freestyle event. He was not in the top three at the final turn, sprinting past the field in the final 25 meters of the race for the victory. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.